Where is Lindsay? He's meant to be here 10 minutes ago. I swear. He's always like, you know what? I'm just going to start. Hey, it's Snitch here. It's the Snitch and Lins podcast. Lindsay's not in the studio again, all right? We all knew this would happen. He's always late to stuff like this. I'm sick of it. I'm going to give him a buzz right now. We're going to find out what is going on. Whoa, whoa, yes, Linz. Linz, where are you? You're meant to be in the studio now, okay? This is unacceptable.
I don't know where I am. I'm lost. I'm somewhere in the city. I'm looking. There's buildings everywhere. I don't know where I am.
So you're in Sydney, right?
Yeah, I'm in Sydney somewhere. Like, it's the new iPhone app, Michael, the new map app. It's hooked up with Siri, and I have no idea where I am.
Oh, Linz, man, you always blame the apps. It's unacceptable.
It's the new Apple map app. It's getting me lost. I don't know where I'm going.
Turn right on Oach Lane.
Shut up, Siri! Shut up!
Whoa, Lindsay, calm down, all right? Just turn the iPhone off, turn the volume down or something. It doesn't have control of your car or anything. Look, Lindsay, just describe where you are and I can direct you from there.
Siri, current location.
On Goulburn Street.
Dude, Goulburn Street, that's right across the road from the studio. You're so close.
Okay, hang on. I'll see if I can do this.
Siri, hooking in with car acceleration system.
Oh, Linz, no, is that your car?
It's going towards the studio!
Okay, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3, let's go!
Welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast
just.
For a brand new week. I'm joined by my friend of 20 years, Mr. Lindsay Price, in the Snitch and Lins studios.
Is this the actual intro?
This is the actual intro.
Okay, sorry.
Now.
Yes, welcome. After our sixth take.
This is about six intros we've got to.
I did all the other previous five. They did not work
out. Didn't work out.
I was like, I'm going to host this one.
No.
Not happening.
But man, do we have a good podcast this week?
We have a great podcast. We're talking about monkeys, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
All the monkey business associated with that.
Oh, yes. It's almost like Ricky Gervais's Monkey News, except better.
A little bit better.
Yep. And I don't want to bag out the biggest podcast in the world, but, you know, you guys, pick your game up. Facebook, we're going to be talking about that as well.
We're also talking about trashy houses.
Yeah, and candles.
Candles. Oh, man.
Candles.
Can't wait. Can't wait to talk about it.
What are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Listen to Snitch and Lins.
No, let's just kick things off. Michael, whenever you have people over, why is this gigantic flurry of cleaning that needs to take place and the stress behind it?
Oh, man. The story of my life, you know?
When you're having a party, when you have friends over, when the family's coming over, especially when family's coming over, especially Christmas. Oh,
family.
Oh, man. Why do you need to present?
So judgy.
They are.
So judgy.
Why do you need to present a good house to them? Why can't you just say, this is who I am?
Why can't you present a house that is well lived in, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
VB cans everywhere, and you know, bit of barbecue sauce on the ceiling.
It
didn't hurt anyone.
It's culture.
That's culture. What it is. That's what it bloody is.
Exactly.
You have all that hanging around and you've got a Mona Lisa hanging up as well, you know? It says that I enjoy my life and I also enjoy the finer things.
Yeah, exactly. But why is this giant stress? Like, why do you need to present a good house? Why is it that everyone...
It's just keeping up appearances, man.
It is keeping up appearances.
It's still a big bloody lie.
Yeah, I have to do all these things when my friends come around. Like, mm-hmm. I have to make my bed, I have to get the thing off the bottom of the toilet, I have to...
But it's because your mum's telling you to, though.
Yeah, mum's telling me.
So when you get to your own place, or when you rent out a place,
yeah,
we can both assume that your place is going to be a shithole when we go around, okay, right?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Is that okay?
Well, are people going to come around?
I'm fine with that.
Are my friends going to come around?
Yeah.
Not you specifically, but judgy people.
Yeah, I'm aware of how shitty and filthy you are. Already.
Are people going to come around to my house and go, this is filthy. Lindsay is a sloth.
Yes.
Let's leave. Based on the cleansing.
Nobody gets
house.
To leave that way, okay? Nobody comes in and goes, you know what? This place is too filthy.
No.
I can't live here. I can't be here for more than half an hour, okay? Get me out of here.
No one's coming to my door and knocking on it and I open it and just get a big waft of it and go...
Ooh, it's like opening up your car door, though.
It is.
We've got that waft before.
I thought it'd be good, though. This would be good.
Okay.
If there was some kind of house out there, permanently clean, that you could just hire out, that you told your friends was yours. They said you lived there, right?
Okay.
And it was clean, and you just went there, and you just had a party there. You put on some music, have a blast, and all your friends think you have a clean house because you're hiring out this perfectly clean house, but they don't know it's hired. They just think you live there, okay?
Right, so you're lying to your friends that you live in a completely different location to where you are.
Well, isn't that what presenting a clean house is anyway, Michael?
It basically is.
It is lying. It's lying to them.
This is an easier way of lying, pretty much, right?
Much easier way without having to clean.
Yeah.
I would much rather pay, because then you can just trash that house and go back to your slothy lifestyle.
So you're going to a completely separate house.
Separate house.
You're in. Okay.
Separate house.
So you're targeting this at fairly well-off people, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I can see where we're going with this. Because honestly, I don't think I could afford to rent out another place to do this.
Well, aren't your parents going away fairly soon from your house?
Yeah, but...
Any chance I could borrow that?
No. No. Who's going to clean up after that, Lindsay? Don't you dare look at me. Now, Lindsay, there's been a new study that's come out. I was on news.com.au just the other day. Apparently, Australia, it is full of porn addicts. 35 hours a week. Up to 5 hours a day, apparently, Australians are spending on the internet looking at porn. That's ridiculous. That's 20% of them have admitted that they prefer porn over actual sex. I mean, that really... Linz, what are you doing? Dude, we're doing the podcast. What are you doing on your phone?
Nothing.
What is that?
I'm not doing anything. I was just checking messages and...
You just turned it down. Yeah. You just turned that down. Are you looking at porn on your phone?
No.
You're looking at porn on your phone.
I'm not looking at porn on my phone.
You're part of this porn addict.
I'm not part of the porn addicts. I'm fine. I'm just, just checking.
Well, you still got it on. Turn it off.
Okay. It's down. Tell me about the problem.
I can see it from here. It's still on the desk and it's still playing it.
Okay, well, I'll just put it into my pocket.
That is some weird stuff you're into, Lindsay.
No, it's
cool. What is that? Is that a donkey?
No.
That's a donkey!
Just keep going with the segment. We're good.
All right, fine. Okay.
Tell me about it.
I think it's messed up that, there's 35 hours a week, apparently, Australians. You're still looking at it! You're still looking at the phone!
I'm putting it into my pocket.
You've changed to a different genre now. You have different apps for different genres.
No.
You are part of this group.
I'm not part of the group.
You're sending Australia down the toilet with all these porn addicts.
No, yep. Michael, it's perfectly normal. 35 hours a week is stock standard.
So actually, what's that site you're looking at there? It looks pretty interesting, actually.
RedTube.
RedTube, oh yeah.
Yeah, just check it out. It's all the gross ones.
Just going to put that into my phone, actually.
Just save that up. Also, check out newporn.com. That's a good one, too.
Newporn.
Newporn.com.
Okay, I was going to type that in.
And my personal favourite, Big Mama's House, where things get real.
That's the one. I'm going to put that at the top. It's cool. But seriously, stop looking at porn.
It's a bad problem.
Unprofessional.
People, yeah.
And you shouldn't do it.
Don't waste your life looking at porn. No.
No, don't waste it. Okay?
No, anyway,
so. That is good, though.
That's good.
That's some sick stuff.
Hot. Candle shops, Michael, have invaded everywhere. Even the smallest shops in shopping centres, you'll find a candle shop.
It's a virus.
It's growing. It's growing and it's out of control. I don't think you've noticed. Have you gone into a candle shop recently?
No, I don't go to candle shops.
Okay, I've never gone to candle shop.
I'm not
either.
A huge fan, to be honest.
I'm not a massive fan, but my girlfriend is a massive fan.
Let's put all cards on the table.
Yep.
Candle shops, 100% of the customers are girls, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know a single guy who walks into a candle shop and goes, I could use some bit of a effervescence and just fresh things up.
Yeah.
No guys does that.
I've never had a thought of going, you know what? I really need a lavender scent
in my room
produced by a flame on top of some wax.
I just need a naked flame around me just to...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm impressed by candles.
I'm impressed too.
They've harnessed flame. They've harnessed the power of fire.
When you've got whole shops dedicated to candles, okay, and these aren't, just simple candles like birthday candles.
Oh, they go nuts with them.
They go nuts. They're everywhere. There's so many different designs, colours, smells, everything. Yeah. Aromas. It's gone too far.
You know what I saw the other day?
What?
I saw themed candles for hen's nights.
No.
I can only give you a guess about what they were shaped like. I kid you not. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen. There's nothing like a half-melted wang. to get you a little
That's
bit
not
freaked
give,
out.
Give you nightmares.
That's the last thing you want to see on a bloody hen's night, okay? But Lindsay, the thing is, with candles.
Yeah.
I used to be a bit of a fan of candles.
No. Right. No. Do you remember this? We promised never to talk about this.
I know, we do. But then I used to enjoy candles.
No, I tell you the reason why you enjoyed candles.
Why?
because you enjoyed fireworks at one time.
Yeah, I was a bit of a fireworks
fan. When you couldn't get hands of fireworks,
candle had to substitute.
You had to settle for a candle. Not a, like a birthday candle, like a red normal candle. What is the point?
I was a bit of a firebug back in the day.
You were.
Yeah.
You really were.
I used to go nuts at the fireworks and stuff. Not too bad, nothing crazy, but you know, just used to enjoy the odd firework on occasion.
I'm afraid I might go to your house now and open up like a bottom drawer and find a whole
full of candles.
I'm like, oh no.
But you know what the thing happens? You know why I'm not in candles anymore?
Why?
I just when I started getting hairy.
Oh.
You don't want to be near an open flame with this kind of hair.
Your arm.
I'm 1 second away from becoming the human torch with this.
Michael went to a carol by candlelight one night. It wasn't a Merry Christmas. Corey Bernardi made a bit of a mistake.
He's in a little bit of hot water.
Yep. He's compared gay marriage
to
bestiality.
That's not a grace.
Not a smooth move.
It's not a smooth move at all.
He's had to resign because of it.
It's a really stupid thing to say.
Very silly.
I don't know how he could think that he could say, hey, gay marriage is the same thing as someone having sex with an animal and just someone's going to breeze over that.
No, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen at all.
What an idiot.
But if you actually watch the video, he leads up to it. His argument is marriage is for two people, two straight people, a man and a woman. And if we change it, it could, you know, include three people, four people, eventually gay marriage, and then bestiality. That's his argument. He leads up to it.
I don't know how he makes that jump.
It's a massive jump.
From even making that jump from polygamy, which is, you know, multiple people in a marriage.
Yeah.
I still don't know how he made the jump from there to dogs.
I don't know.
When do you suddenly go, well, I've got four wives now, might as well start marrying bloody Rover.
Get him in on the marriage.
Come on. He's just as part of this family as you are.
Come on, Rove, you're a man's best friend.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. But the funny thing is, he's actually been saying this stuff for ages.
That's right. This is not the first time he's made these kind of comparisons.
But people have just missed it.
Exactly. So we've actually gone back over some old footage, some old audio.
Yeah,
we found this.
We had a lot of time on our hands. We listened to a lot of question time. And we actually found some of the audio files of him saying these ridiculous things that people have just totally missed.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this.
Ice cream cones are ridiculous. They've gone too far. First we had the standard ice cream cone, then we had the waffle, and that was a big shift. We were willing to accept it because it was their 70s and we were open to change. But now they've got double cones. Where will you stop? Choc top cones. I say no. Next thing you know, you're gonna have triple cones, maybe in quadruple cones. The next thing you know, your dog's gonna have a cone. Soft drinks have gone too far. When I go to Pizza Hut, I want my one drink in my cup. But when I see some kids putting multiple drinks in there, multiple flavors, that's just gotta stop. And then you see some other kids putting ice cream in there. It's gone off the chart. Your dog may as well be drinking the drink. 40 cent cones. They're too bloody cheap. They went up to 50, then down to 30, then back up to 40. What's the price, guys? What is the price? And don't get me started on the flake in there. Your dog may as well be having it. Dog food, guys. It's too bloody expensive. And you know what? I've switched to eating dog food. Nothing beats a morning, waking up, having a bit of pal, wakes you up in the morning. It's so freaking chumpy, you can carve it. Might as well be giving it to your dog.
Linz, have you said happy birthday to your brother yet?
I'm about to call him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You're aware it's his birthday?
It's his birthday today.
Okay.
And I'm going to call him.
All right. Good.
I don't need the reminder. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, well, I did need to remind you last night.
No, you did. No.
Because you looked at me and said, thanks, dude. I would have forgotten looked like a fool.
No. I said it just like that.
Exactly.
Looked
like
a fool.
Verbatim.
I did not say that.
Although, Lindsay, the thing, this is what's brought to my attention, though.
Yep.
Facebook, okay? The reason I knew that the old brother's birthday was coming up is that it tells me my Facebook, right?
Yeah.
I was under the impression on my iPhone, which is the one main thing I use for Facebook now, is I was looking through it and it comes up the top and it says birthdays and then it's got the name of the two people who I assumed was today, right?
Yes.
So I thought straight off the bat, before I forget, head to their walls and say happy birthday, you know?
You said happy birthday to my brother early?
I said it a day before his birthday. And it's going to get so awkward now because it's going to be very obvious that I'm just...
You just didn't know.
I'm just defaulting to the...
So hang on. The only reason you can remind me is because of your own fault.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're full of it. You're full of it. You didn't remember. You made a mistake in life and you have to live with it.
I couldn't even delete it either. So I was the only person out of all his friends. And like, I don't know your brother very well at all. Like, I barely know him.
And I'm
like, he thinks that I'm just so keen to say happy birthday. I got in a good 12 hours early. So, man, happy birthday before anyone gets here, all right?
Happy birthday, Owen Price.
Best friends forever. And there was somebody else as well. I can't even remember who it was, but there's somebody else that got an early happy birthday. So to whoever that was.
You don't even know the name. You don't even know your friends on Facebook's names.
Wait, don't you do that? Don't you look through the birthdays and literally just comment on every single one of them?
No, only the ones I'm close with.
Really? No,
yeah.
Man, I do it for everyone.
Everyone
appreciates it. All right?
I'm genuine. Guys, if you're getting a happy birthday from me, I'm your real friend.
He means it.
I mean it.
That's why nobody gets it. Yeah. I mean the same thing, man. I just got a lot of love to give.
No, you don't.
I just go out
You're
there.
You're fake and superficial. You just want the glory.
Are you saying this? If someone in your, say you're working in an office, someone in your office comes up and goes, hey, it's my birthday today. Do you just turn around in your chair and don't say a word?
Just slap them.
just slap them. You have to say happy birthday. And I feel that's the same. If Facebook tells me it's someone's birthday, I feel an obligation to say happy birthday to them.
Out of sight, out of mind. If I don't see them.
Look, if you don't put your birthday on Facebook, expect nothing, okay?
But if you fake people there, like you.
No, you put it on there.
No.
You expect it.
No. People like you are just so fake.
No.
Now you're
just bringing joy to the world.
No. You're like what I call a fake friendship friend. That's exactly what you are, an FFF.
I'm an FFF. I can see where you're coming from, Lindsay, but I can also see that you're a bit of a Scrooge as well. I think we're just on way.
I'm not a Scrooge. I'm genuine with people. I'm real with people.
When was the last time you said happy birthday to someone on Facebook?
Like 2 weeks ago.
There has been someone that is close to you that has had to have had a birthday between then and now.
I'm sure there has.
Your brother, maybe?
Michael, do you know of the sex party?
I know of them, yes. I'm not part of them.
I'm not part of them either, but, you know, I'm agreeing with their policies, I guess.
I agree with sex.
I agree with sex, therefore I agree with the party.
Yes, I believe that's how politics works.
Yeah.
I believe in the colour green, thus I vote for the Greens.
But the sex party, it's suing Google, the biggest company in the world, or one of the biggest companies in the world.
Wow.
It's suing them because apparently, during the by-election, the sex party tried to advertise on Google and follow their procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Google kept saying no and denying them and saying, no, we're not going to advertise you.
They refused to advertise the sex party.
Yeah, even when the sex party tried to alter its ads and change things, Google still denied it.
Wow.
So apparently that lost the sex party votes, and therefore the sex party is suing Google now.
Oh, there you go. I mean, you know what their problem was?
What?
They didn't take the moderate safe search off.
Oh.
You see?
That's it.
You see?
That's it.
That's the mistake everyone makes. We've all done it before. But, Lindsay, I thought, because you told me about this earlier, why don't we advertise on something for the sex party? Because we're friends of the sex party.
Yep.
Why don't we advertise on something bigger than Google?
The Snitchlands podcast.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've approached them. We've gone, guys, we feel sorry for you. We'll advertise for you.
Yeah, and because we don't like fighting in this world.
No.
We don't like litigation.
Yeah, we like helping each other out.
Exactly. It's a live and let live world.
Exactly.
So we thought, let's just give them a little bit of free advertising on the podcast. I took the honours.
Yep.
I put it together.
Great job.
Because I'm the sexpert of the bunch here.
Yep, you've got more experience, I guess.
Well, I was going to say it, but okay. And here it is.
Sex. Hey. How you doing? You want some
sex?
I know I do. Everyone enjoys a little bit of
sex.
Yes, they do. Everybody gets together and for just a little bit of
sex.
So vote for the party that'll service your needs. The party. Now it's time for a little bit of
sex.
A phone. Here we go. Break it down, boy.
Michael, it's an exciting time. Exciting time. Really exciting time. We thought we had discovered everything in this world. We thought we knew everything. Turns out we were wrong.
Really?
Turns out we've discovered something new in 2012.
Now, this is exciting.
Breaking news.
I mean, the world's
massive news.
The world's about to end, so we might just discover as many things as we can before it all carks it.
Exactly. We want to know as much as we can.
Yeah.
We've discovered a new type of monkey. the jungle of the Congo.
Oh, yeah. It's new monkey time.
It's new monkey time. It's celebrations everywhere. Everyone's going nuts for the new monkey.
This is fantastic.
Oh, it's great news.
I mean, all those monkey scientists out there thinking, you know what?
We've done everything. We've got everything.
We know them all. They're boring. I'm sick of all these monkeys.
All those guys are wishing they were back in the day when they were discovering all new monkeys.
Back in the 70s, it was like a monkey every week.
Yeah, exactly.
For a week, you're like, man, I found this new monkey. It's hilarious.
He's got
an even funnier butt than the monkey before him. And it's been just a big, long drought of no monkeys being found.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Congo monkey turns up.
Everyone goes ecstatic. Everyone's just loving it.
You know what I'd love to get? I'd love to get a little bit of insight from the guys that discovered the monkey.
Mike, we should give them a buzz.
Do you have the number?
Yeah, it's right here.
For the Monkey Discovery Center.
The Monkey Discovery Center. Just Googling it. Oh, here we are. I've got the number.
That was quick.
Let's give them a buzz.
You're a quick typer.
Oh, you know, pretty quick.
All right, we'll give them a buzz then.
Let's give them a buzz.
Hello, Monkey Discovery Center. You find a boy classified.
We have hot news that you guys have found and classified a new type of monkey. Is this correct?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Actually, I've got the new monkey right here. Do you want to talk to him? Oh, I'll hold you over.
Okay.
Hello, this is the new monkey.
Hello, is this the new monkey?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Can you not, like, hear me or something?
Okay. No, it's for the first time on national podcast, we're talking to a monkey. And, like, it's great to have you on the air. Like, what was it like in the Congo jungle?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah? Is it great coming into civilization then?
Oh, man, you know what the best thing is about it?
What's the best thing?
Mobile coverage. The mobile coverage here is insane.
Yeah?
It's great, yeah. I'm actually saving up to get the new iPhone 5 because we didn't have that in the jungle. We only had 3Gs out there, so.
Okay, so.
Good thing about coming back, I suppose. I don't know.
What's your actual name? What's your classification name?
Oh, Michael.
Michael?
Yeah.
That's the type of monkey you are? Was it your name?
Yeah, they just call me my... I don't know what type of monkey I am. What am I, a scientist? I'm a friggin' monkey. I don't know.
You're just going along for the ride, are you?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, they give me bananas. They
are they good bananas?
Massages. Every now and then they stick a needle in me. I don't love that, but it's all pretty sweet. The guys here are nice. They don't like it when I throw poop at them, but...
Yeah.
I have to do that sometimes, you know? Gotta let loose.
Just, you know, let it all hang out and just throw some feces about.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to the pub later. I'm hoping they're going to take me down to a strip joint because I hear these things called boobs. Pretty awesome by the sounds of things.
Yeah, they are pretty good. So, yeah. Not going to lie, they're good.
I'm going to get into that.
So, you have missed out on a lot, but that's okay. You're in here now. So, welcome, monkey.
Thank you, I suppose. I mean, they've already welcomed me pretty well here. I mean, you guys haven't got me any bananas yet, have you?
We will organise to get you some fruit.
Give me some Coke, too, because I hear Coke's pretty good.
Coca-Cola?
Sure. Whatever.
Well, it's...
I've got to go.
Thank you, monkey. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, I'd like to say likewise, but whatever.
Okay, and that is the... That's the latest from the Congo monkey. Thank you, Congo monkey, Michael.
Someone get me a coffee.
Now, Linz, I need to bring something up with you, okay?
Sure, what is it?
You've been late already to the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
There's a lot of things in your life at the moment that I just need to put on the table and say they're starting to annoy me, okay? The lateness is one. The second one, Lindsay.
Yep.
And this is one of the biggies, okay? Every time now that we sit down for a meal together, which isn't that often, to be honest.
No, it's not that often.
But it happened this morning.
Yep.
We're going to get a little bit of breakfast before the show. Okay, we sit down to have some breakfast, and suddenly you start ragging on about an ulcer in your mouth. Okay,
yeah,
sure, fair enough. If you come along and say, "Hey, got this totally sore ulcer in my mouth. It's really painful," and it ends there, that's fine. All right, that's fine. But you start going, "Man, I had this really bad ulcer in my mouth, but check it out. Cleaning my teeth, one of the bristles went into it, and it exploded in my mouth.
Exploded blood everywhere. And you're trying to eat your bacon and egg roll.
Exactly. So I want to say now, Lindsay. This is a moratorium, okay? What I want to do right here on the podcast, because it's a public medium, it's a broadcast medium,
yep.
We're meant to talk in this podcast. That's what we do.
That's right.
Okay? And we open ourselves up. So I want you to let me know about every single gross thing right now so we don't have to talk about it over meals, okay? Can we do that?
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, Lindsay, I'm sure.
Michael, I have so many gross things.
I'm aware. Like, you really have to flick open the archives of Lindsay's gross things. But they got to be things that are happening now. I don't want to know about...
Oh, no, don't worry. Okay.
They're all current.
Things are happening now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, right. I think we've got to match each other one for one.
No, I don't want to match you.
Well, how come I have to display all my gross things?
You're the only one that wants to talk about it over meals.
Okay.
You're the only one that keeps putting me off. I mean, look at me. I'm wasting away here because I can't eat anything.
It's going to get wrong.
It's going to get wrong.
Okay.
Here we go.
I don't know why I do this, but when I cut my toenails...
Oh, no. No. No.
For some reason.
Oh, I'm already feeling sick. Okay. Oh, woo. Time out. Okay, breather. All right, let's go back to, okay. Yeah, when you cut your toenails.
I cut them off, right?
Yeah.
I smell them.
Oh! That's disgusting, dude. Why are you smelling your toenails?
Okay, tell you why. Because one day I just, you know, I was thinking, I'm going to die someday. I wonder what this smells like. And then I've been addicted to it ever since.
Lindsay, YOLO, man. You only live once.
Exactly.
Smell your toenails, kids.
I was like, okay. Why not? And then I'm addicted. I'm hooked to the smell.
You're hooked to the smell of your toenails.
Have you smelled your toenail?
No.
Well, you should do it.
I'm assuming they stink pretty bad. They're on your feet.
It's kind of like this really weird bacteria that...
Oh, that's gross. Oh.
I warned you.
Okay.
This is current.
All right, so this is current.
Listen, until you're over dinner.
Thank God you told me now, okay?
Yeah.
Because now the listeners have to bear the weight of what I know. I've got something to say.
What?
I've got a problem.
Oh, you've got a problem.
Yep.
So this is your way of making sure that this segment gets out.
It's got a hangnail right there.
That's nothing.
It's a hangnail. Man, it hurts, though. Kills.
Well, do you sniff it?
Uh-oh.
Smells good, right?
So, Linz, we had a little bit of an incident.
What incident? I'm excited, Michael.
Now, for people that might know, I've moved into the central city now of Sydney.
Bit of a shady area.
Well, it's the whole Sydney shady, really.
Yeah, it is.
But I live in the shadier of the shady areas. About 3 a.m. last night, all hell broke loose in the street below us.
What happened?
There was a domestic happening, all right? Because where I am, I live near a lot of clubs, so a lot of drunk people come through.
Oh, yeah.
And it was this big Lebanese dude and his girlfriend, and they were obviously both very drunk and screaming at each other, right?
Like fighting.
Absolutely, just fighting, yelling about something.
Okay.
I believe there was...
some couple are just having the nothing fight.
Going nuts at each other. Oh. So at one point, I think she was screaming at him, you should hit me, something like that. So,
Michael, did you join in?
Oh, no, I didn't join in. But all of the people of our apartment went and stood out on the balcony. Because they obviously woke every single person in the street up. And then the guy grabs the girl's purse, right? Like, he hasn't touched the girl. There wasn't any hitting or anything.
Okay, that's good.
Grabbed her purse and starts smashing the purse into the cars on our street.
What?
Smashing windows with this purse. Like, it's a big purse. Yeah. Smashing into cars, right? Just random people's cars on the street.
Dirty.
So, like, everybody's out in the balconies now, right? There's apartments on both sides, high-rise apartments on both sides. We're all out in the balconies watching this guy just go nuts on these cars. It's obviously some people own the cars downstairs. And the people are, like, yelling down, police turn up.
Oh!
Yeah. Big paddy wagons turn up and stuff. And
did they get him in?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
arrested him and everything, got him.
I'm surprised it didn't turn into like a mini like coliseum with both buildings have balconies on that laneway.
Yeah, oh, so we're going to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Just like,
send him to the Tigers.
Destroy him.
Oh, seriously though, you've seen my housemate. He's a big bloke.
Yeah, he's
and
pretty buff.
He's ripped as hell.
Was he ready to go?
Because his bike was down there as well.
Oh, on the street.
He's got a very expensive motorbike. Thankfully, he was hitting cars on the other side of the street. But my mate was just about ready to rappel down there and start kicking ass. Man, so exciting.
We've been awesome.
So exciting.
Did you have the camera phone ready?
This is it. Funnily enough, like we kept on watching, and the police were down there as well. And I thought, like, are they going to tell us to go back inside and not, you know, stop sticky beaking now?
Yeah.
And I looked down and saw the guy, and I waved to the police officer and he just waved, and I go, hello. Got really friendly police right now.
Isn't that great?
Just warms my heart. It's time for a little bit of meditation, Lindsay.
Yeah, just slow things down on the show.
Yep, we do it every week. If you're not a fan of it yet, bloody well, get into it. What are you laughing at?
I think we have to restart the segment. You're just too tired. Yeah, that's it. There we go. You're about to sneeze. That's what it was.
I wasn't tired. I was just about to sneeze.
I'm just like, something's not right. You're just not speaking correctly. Oh, here we go. Round two. Oh, still sneeze. No, wait. He's looking.
It's gone. Oh,
he's glaring.
So close.
It was, you had that glare. Oh, no. It's like, it's happening. It's going to happen.
Oh.
This is like, oh. Is it going to happen?
No, it's gone now. It's definitely gone now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, it's not gone. No, I can see it in your eyes.
I'm ready to go.
You got the watery eyes.
Oh, wow. That was a big sneeze. Okay.
You good?
Meditation time. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Are you going to sneeze?
I'm not going to sneeze.
If you sneeze in meditation, that's like a sin.
Yeah, it's true. That wrecks the whole of meditation. We cut the music and go to the next segment. If I sneeze at all, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Hey, Lensman.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to make a camera big enough to go in your finger?
I hope so. Then I can give people the rude finger and take a photo of their reaction. Michael?
Yes, Lance?
Do they still have those shoes with the rollerblades on the bottom?
I believe they were called rollers. They've got to be around still. I actually really wanted a pair of them.
I wanted a pair of them too, and I always wanted a pair of the ones that have lights in them.
Oh yeah, they were the best.
My brother had a pair.
What about the ones you could pump up?
Oh, pumps.
You can pump them with the, like, with the tongue of the shoe. You could pump them up. I remember seeing a lotto ad with that. Oh, I'm just...
Man, the 90s had some... That was the time for shoes.
Why don't we just rename the segment, I Love the 90s. Ellen's man.
Yeah, man.
You reckon any people in the world still have those phones where you, like, you have to turn it? And it goes, and you turn it again and it goes.
Oh, yeah, the round phones. Yeah. You know what always upset me about those things?
What?
Everyone had those phones, right? Everyone in Australia.
Yeah.
If you had to call 000, that was the longest possible one
really?
To call. Yeah, because 0 was all the way around. So if you're burning in a fire, you've got to wait for that 0 to always go over clock. It's like, come on.
That's the longest 0.5 of a second you'll ever have to wait.
Exactly. Do you reckon they'll invent portable microwaves?
Man, that's an amazing idea. Why haven't they done that yet?
Why can't you have on the bottom of your phone a microwave that just beams into a certain area and heat food up?
Because you'd accidentally switch it on and burn your fucking brain. That's why.
Touche.
Yeah, Lens.
Yeah, man.
Thinking about joining the sex party.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they've got some real good policies.
Call the sex benefits?
Yeah. Yes. I'm even liking it more now.
You know, like, Japanese brands like Toyota and Toshiba and...
Yamaha.
Yamaha.
Yeah.
What do those words mean?
So, Toyota means car. Toshiba means dishwasher. And Yamaha means motorbike or keyboard.
So are you saying that we have, like, what Microsoft means, computer?
Yes. Like that? Yes, it does. Thus is the lesson for today.
From Snitch.
From Snitch.
That's a terrible lesson.
Hey, the more you know. More
no,
you
I think know. I unlearned something.
The more you know.
That's the new outro beatbox right there.
Brought to you by Timbaland. You don't know who Timbaland is, do you?
I'm sure he's a great guy. Musician.
It's been a great podcast. I've enjoyed it immensely.
It's been a lot of fun.
You know what? And I'm glad we're getting out of here right now because it is a beautiful day outside.
It's a beautiful Sunday day. It's just about 12:30. Time for lunch.
Why don't we just go frolic in the fields of the Botanic Gardens?
I feel that we should.
Let's go frolic. Can we frolic?
I want to, like, you know, lay in the flowers and just smell them.
Wow. I just wanted to frolic. Okay.
Don't you love flowers?
Sure. If you want to check out anything else, our website is not live, but if you do go to snitchandliz.com, it'll take you straight to the Facebook page.
Which is just as good.
Just like the Facebook page if you would be so kind.
We would love that.
Yeah, we would. And there's also videos up there as well. You might have seen the video last week of the German.
The German vid.
Great guy.
Yep.
Can't believe you did that to us, but still great guy.
Yeah, great guy, but...
Not a fan, apparently.
Yeah, not a fan. Doesn't like the snitching lens.
If you haven't seen it, go and check it out. It is a lot of fun. And thanks so much for Matthias, one of the other.
Well, whatever your name is.
Yeah, for helping us out. Whatever your name is.
Thanks, mate.
Let's get out of here, Lens. Like we like to say every week.
Spread the love. I like how you cover up your slip-ups with like a crazy voice.
National radio. National radio. You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
Spread the love.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
Well, well, well.
Look, special guest. He's here.
He's in the studio. We present the man of radar radio.
Regan, welcome to the show.
Hello, what's going on?
Just brainstorming, getting the old mind
looking
working.
Through the news, going, what can we make with this?
Hilarity, I assume.
Well,
absolutely.
That's what we're trying to get.
Well, you've heard the podcast before.
What do you
haven't
think?
Actually.
Oh.
I had a grab of mine.
For people that don't know, we've had you on the podcast before, haven't we?
Yeah, that was probably your best podcast, I think.
Yeah, oh, well,
people know you as the hat guy.
The hat guy. the guy
you
the
mean
hat.
You know me as the guys with the hat.
You're still wearing it too.
What's going on?
Yeah, not much. What are you doing?
I just came back from Fat as Butter in Newcastle.
How was it?
Good.
Fat.
It was fat, yeah.
Fat.
You're wearing sunglasses. Are you hungover?
No, I have to do a poo though.
Oh, right. Good.
Nice.
Yeah, I just had a cigarette.
And so does usually... Lindsay. Lindsay let one rip in here and...
Yeah, we call it the wafting chamber in here now.
Yeah.
So
This is my studio day to day, normally.
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
Apologies from us to you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going.
Okay. Well, it's been a good chat, Rex.
Yeah,
chat.
You going to a song or something or...
No, we don't do that here.
No.
All right.
Not interested.
Funny jingle or something so I can say goodbye normally?
And that was Reg.
Bye, everyone.
See you, Regan.